Blog Talk Radio.
We had the return of Liliac. I love them guys. Boy, check them out. Go to their YouTube and Facebook and become a fang. Always have to grow fangs for Liliac. That's what they call their fans, fangs. You won't be disappointed. Anyway, then we had Callie Meister, the psychic. Boy, she went into a reading on me. It's like, that was, how do I say it, relaxing. It was a good one. I was expecting the crap to hit the fan, maybe. Who knows? You never know what life's going to bring, or when it's going to bring it, for that matter. So, hope you all enjoyed your holiday season between Christmas and New Year and whatever else you had going on. about the time of year, you know, when things are going to go live, I'll either play a rerun or nothing at all, but I just figured let's all have a rest. Racing's going to be coming back in a month. Who knows what's going to go down there with the fans and things now. Tony Stewart's got, and Ray Abraham have their brand new series coming out as well, so that should be interesting. NHRA kicks off. Everything kicks off next month. Once football season's out of the way, racing season returns. So, I'll still have some, hope to have a few guests during the off season, maybe not racing related, because certain things interest me and I want to talk to people about them. Anyway, we have, there's a young lady I used to know from up in my old radio station up in New Jersey. Well, it wasn't mine. If it was mine, I'd still be there. I still lived up there. I would have bought it when it went up for sale. But, you know, stuff happens and you move away. I think I would have moved it out of Jersey. I don't think I'd have dealt with Jersey taxes for that stuff. Got my two of my new cats taken care of. They needed to see the vet for what do they call that? Neuterization. I made that up. Getting fixed. Got another one. We got Poopy Head and Squid, and the new one is Noisy, little buzzy thing that doesn't shut up. That's why we gave him that name. But if you may not know, I am a cat person. There's nothing wrong with dogs, but at least with cats, if you want to go somewhere, you don't have to bring them with you. You don't have to take care. I mean, just leave them plenty of food, water, and enough litter boxes to last you however long you're going to go. Like me, if I go away for a week, I got 4 litter boxes. That's pretty good. Now, when you have to get back, you got to do a lot of clean out. It's never fun to do that, but, you know, part of the trade, I guess. And we've been negligent on deleting emails. I'm sure everybody heard of what's going on there. Well, we'll get back in a little bit. I'm going to play a little Rob Zombie. Thank you. Hillbilly Deluxe album. It's something that when I first heard of, it was White Zombie back in the day because it was a different band, and then he decided to go solo, and it came out. I think this was his first solo album out. And of course, I had to get it because I had had a White Zombie album, and did so. And they also got to do part of the Howard Stern movie Private Parts was on the soundtrack for that with a good track. I'm a little having brain farts right now. I'm only on my second cup of coffee. I need at least three. But just one of those things that it happens. Anyway, the weather we were at, we had some snow here. We had a white Christmas. First time, I said, they had one down here in about 9 years now. I didn't know there was an official determination of a white Christmas. You have to have at least 1 inch of snow on the ground. I did not know that. I thought as long as there was snow on the ground, it was a white Christmas. But it has to be at least 1 inch completely, so you don't have, you know, deeper spots. But I always say, is it on the grass? Is it on the asphalt, the pavement? Or just has to be an inch covering everywhere? Who knows? But just one of those things that nobody knows. You know, the weather, people come up with all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as we get closer to the racing season, we're going to have Arca Menards, but it's not. I think it's still ARCA, but it's NASCAR run. And doing the play-by-play, it's going to be none other than my friend. This is another history-making thing. First woman play-by-player broadcaster in ARCA history, and possibly ever. I don't think we had any. She was the first woman pit road reporter as well. So Jamie Riddle. Maybe we'll get her on prior to the season. We'll do some talking about her new work schedule. I'm sure she's going to be busy. Especially if she's doing, I guess, ARCA on Friday or Saturday, depending on where. And then having to fly out and do Cup Series. Because they don't always race together on the same weekend. So that should be interesting. I think I'm going to get her take on that. Met her back in her ESPN days. We're talking at least, don't quote me on this, a long time ago. Maybe 12 or 13 years ago. 10, the latest, so. And she always comes on, well, maybe now with her busy schedule, so it might be a little tougher. We got NHRA coming back. Can Erica Enders make it 3 in a row in her championship quest for pro stock? If you remember correctly, she was the first woman to win in pro stock. And then she, a couple years later, won 2 straight championships. And they switched some things up and had her re-engineer everything, because you don't go from one manufacturer to another and then go back to your old manufacturer, because you figure you change manufacturers, you got to engineer to that. Then Pro Stock went from carburetor to fuel injection, so they had to engineer to that. Then what happens is when you go back to your when they went back to Chevy, they had to re-engineer the stuff for the Chevys. So, a couple of years. But they finally got it figured out. And won 2 straight championships. So she was tied with Shirley Moldowney and Angel Sante for most championships won by women. Of course, Shirley did it in 'Top Fuel'. Angel did it in Pro Stock Bike. And Erica did it in Pro Stock Car. And then she went on last year to take her 4th. Again, back to back. So therefore, she's gone 3 in a row, not only expanding on her lead, but also building, going down as history as one of the greatest pro stock drivers, drag racers around. I mean, you figure there's one name everybody recognizes, John Force. 16 drivers' championships and almost 20 as an owner, because you figure Robert Height won 2. And I think maybe Tony Pedregon drove for John back in the day. I mean, before I even got into seriously watching it. And got to interview him a bunch of times back in the NJC days. I think I got all those on the CDs somewhere. But, and then, of course, you know, Bob Glidden, he was the big name in pro stock. Passed away and was one of Eric Ender's mentors. So that's maybe why she's so damn good. She had a good mentor. Quickest Hell on the Three, and I think as far as Top Fuel goes, the one everybody remembers is Big Daddy Don Garlitz. In my mind, now today, if you know, if you come in at a younger age, you might be a little bit in tune with, I guess, the Sarge, Tony Pedregon. No, not Tony. Yeah, Tony. Yeah. No, not Tony. He's not the Sarge. Anyway, you all know who I'm talking about. You have others bounce around like. I know some young ladies trying to make it. You have Leah Pritchett. And you have, she's the only lady that sticks out in the Top Fuel division. And Brittany Force. Brittany is the first Force to win a Top Fuel championship. And everybody knows during the pandemic, John Force just shut everything down. And I guess looks to be back bolder and better for 2021. Which is pretty good because you don't want to see drag racing without anybody in the Force family. And you have a young up-and-comer in the Top Fuel. She's been on the show. Her name was Audrey Grant. Audrey Worm in her racing community. And then a lot of the ladies in the bike division. Angel Sampay, Angie Smith, and, you know, a lot of them. I think there's a few more. I'd have to go to the NHRA page. Maybe I could do that too. But anyway, let's go back to another song. It's a Deep Purple song, but it's covered by a bunch of rock legends that are in a band called Chickenfoot. Michael Anthony from Van Halen, Sammy Hagar from Van Halen and Montrose, Joe Satriani, who actually did play for Deep Purple for maybe a couple of concerts while they were looking for somebody to fill in for Ritchie Blackmore. I know they asked him to do it, but he just went out on his own, not being a band, but I guess being that was one of his idol bands growing up, he figured, hey, what the hell? And Chad from, was it the Chili Peppers? I think so. Chad Smith, yep, Chili Peppers. So, Chad does a lot of stuff. I've seen him fill in for different bands, just It's just to keep busy. But it's called a super group. I like super groups. And here we go.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Chickenfoot and Highway Star. Anybody got any tunes they used to put the hammer down? I'm sure this that song over the course of time was got people a lot of speeding tickets. It was one of my put the pedal to the metal playlist back before they had iPods and MP3 players and cell phones that you can play your music into. We just had, do we even have cassettes? 8-track players and then cassettes. Then they come up with CDs. I kind of like CDs. I mean, yeah, they're a little larger than what you use nowadays, but with digital technology, if the way it is, with it, you know, with everything downloaded into a database, if you get a new phone, does that stay with you? I mean, you know, that type of thing. Or at least with a CD, you have it on a hard copy, it doesn't go away. Cassettes wear out, it's audio tape, same with 8-tracks. I mean, but you know, it was the transgression of sound back in the day. And you needed something to drive your car to, you know, because especially going down the highway, they did a lot of traveling. Being in the military, I'd be stationed in Carolina and I had to drive home to Jersey. I always had a the cars back in the day, we didn't worry about gas mileage. It was an idea. I bought cars for performance and looks. I'd have style and balls. Now everybody wants that cars don't really look too much different. Now it's crossovers and SUVs. I saw that coming out with the new 2021 Mustang. Now, don't quote me on this. It was a commercial on television. I was half asleep, so that's what I'm saying. Looked like an SUV. Like, come on, Ford. But, you know, if it's all-wheel drive, and I doubt it will be coming with a I live up a hill, so I'm gonna make sure I can. Get up and down the driveway. It was a little tricky yesterday. And when it snows, it's like you got to park at the bottom and walk down and, or shovel the footpath. And, you know, I think I measured from my front door, going around the house and down to the end of the driveway. It's almost 0.2 mile. A 0.1 mile just up toward the back of the house. I got a long driveway. Because it goes on beyond my house, down to where my property came with a barn, and that's where it stops, which is another 0.1 mile. So we're going almost 0.25 mile straight. And 0.25 mile from the base to around the house. It was funny when you go to move somewhere, you're like, things you're looking for. Pull the way, oh, this is a nice flat ground. We could put a go-kart track in here. Or, well, this house kind of came with one. I have like a 0.1 mile oval around the house that taps into the down driveway and the driveway that goes to the back end, but that's just the way it is. But anyway, as we get closer and closer, we'll get that snow yesterday. First they said it was flurries, maybe an occasional shower, maybe a 0.5 inch accumulation. Well, it's kind of weird. My driveway gets covered before the grass. Usually, when I lived up north, everything green and grass would get covered and the pavements would stay bare. So I had to get down my driveway, and it was a little treacherous because you get to a certain point and you're going downhill and around a curve. So, got down in and came back up the driveway, had lunch, and then get ready for the day job, and then walk back down. So, the main roads are pretty clear, so. Now we're getting some blue skies. Anybody here getting blue skies? Anybody pay attention to the weather? Who could tell? All right, the NHRA schedule. Let's see what we got here. Actually, it's not starting in February. March 11th, race number one. In Gainesville, Florida. It's usually not where they start, but it's the first time kicking the season off there. Then they go to Atlanta. That's the two races in March. And then April, you got Pomona and the Strip in Las Vegas. The four wides, the Western four wides. And Arizona, the Arizona Nationals, a Wild Horse Pass Motorsports Park in Chandler. In May, you got Xenex and Concord for the Eastern Four Wides. Then you have Houston Raceway Park, the Mopar Express Lane NHRA Spring Nationals, then the Virginia Nationals at Virginia Motorsports Park, Boynton Plank Road in North Dinwiddie. That's a funny name for a county, Dinwiddie County. One of my travels through, I stopped to pick up and get some gas when I was heading to Charlotte, because Dinwiddie's off of I-95, and I stopped to get some gas and maybe some smokes. Yeah, I smoked cigarettes. I tried the pipe. Pleasant flavor, but just a pain. Well, I'm talking a tobacco pipe. Not a hookah or a bong. Well, the hookah interests me. Then up at Exeter, New Hampshire in June, first week of June, which used to be Father's Day area. They used to run the Englishtown. For some reason, they ran NHRA out of Englishtown. They closed the track down. Too many crybaby neighbors. Oh, the noise. It's like that track had been there for long before that area got built up. It was so far back to where, and that was the only, first and only NHRA event I actually covered for the radio station, good old WNJC Radio. 1360 AM on your AM dial. And it wasn't an easy place to get to. I mean, it was way back off the beaten path. So it kind of tells you what the hell happened there for them to get shut down. But actually, the closest one to me right now isn't Virginia Motorsports Park. It's Bristol, Thunder Valley. NHRA, of course, Speed Weeks will be kicking in. And that kicks the season off. Let me see if they got the 21-20 schedule. Do-do-do-do-do. Invalid credentials. Please try again. Well, they kicked me off after all these years. Bastards. I use this site every year. Forgot my password. It's the only one I hadn't changed over the course of time. Let's see what they say. Wait. Let's see, did they send me anything? Characters, okay, lowercase, uppercase, got three of those, and numbers. All righty. All Oh, what did I do there? Hey, Cactus. Okay, I screwed up somewhere. What do you mean they don't match? All right. Well, we ain't going to get it done today. I'm not tinkering. C-A-R-A-G-E-T-A-L. Okay. 1-3. All right, 8 characters, and the password. Yay! Yeah. All right, let's go back to login. There we go. Look at that. Now we're in. Okay, schedules. How do they change things around here? All righty. Come on, give me the new schedules. They redid the page. Not as, you want 2021 schedule, guys. All right. Daytona, of course. I got last year's schedules. Let's try this page. 2021 Cup Scary Schedule. There we go. The Clash at Daytona, February 9th. Then the duels, the 11th, and then all the same weekends. Then the Daytona 500 is Valentine's Day. There we go. Then they go Daytona Road Course a week later, and they're shifting things around. And we got added new this year, Sunday, June 20th. Used to be a Dover weekend, actually in May. We got May and Dover in May, Nashville Super Speedway in June, and Dover's out of the playoffs. They had to give up a race and to get at Nashville Super Speedway. And that's the first cup race there. So, Sunday, June 20th. I'm going to have some vacation days. Anyway, I'd rather go to the Monster. When's the Monster? May 16th. What's COTA? I think that's the old All-Star Race. So, but if you put an acronym of COTA, at least let people know what it is. No, the All-Star Open is in Texas. What's COTA? Anyway, well, that's confusing. So, alrighty. Now we're back in. I'm going to reset my password. And everything else starts the same weekend. Well, I think Arca will be with the Clash. And then you'll have Trucks Cup and Trucks Xfinity on Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th. So, well, I'm booted my mic stand. Sorry about that. Anyway, racing is coming soon. Soon. NHRA in March now. And, of course, first week after the Super Bowl will be the NASCAR season. Anyway, I guess we'll call it a show and we'll go out with one of my old exit theme song back in the day. She used to come in with different opening theme songs and then go out with this one. Chop Suey by System of a Down. I'm going to be your host. See you all next week. At 12 noon here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm You want to know why running on the treadmill 7 days a week doesn't work for you when you're...
Yeah, Vinny, I'll see you all next week. Stay warm, stay safe, and you know the rest. Bye now.